Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. For this week's podcast, we recorded our Reiki share, which included an incredibly powerful fire ceremony, followed by a meditation to connect you with your life purpose. Before we begin, I just wanted to let you know about some of the programs I have coming up. Monday and Tuesday, I have a licensed Reiki Level 1 and 2 class. December 5th and 6th, I am teaching an animal Reiki class on the weekend in the Atlantic time zone. And all the classes that I'm listing are online. January, I'm teaching Level 1 and 2 Reiki Masters and Karuna Reiki Masters in the Atlantic time zone. And in February, I'm teaching Animal Communication, Animal Reiki, a Level 1 and 2 Reiki class, a Master's class, all in the Mountain time zone. If it wasn't for COVID, I was supposed to have been teaching in Edmonton. And in March, I should have been in Australia, so I am teaching online classes in the Australian time zone. I'm teaching Animal Reiki, a Level 1 and 2 Reiki Masters and Karuna Reiki Masters course, which are all licensed classes, and I'm teaching them in Australian Eastern Daylight Time. The classes are extended, they're 6-hour class days, and they actually are evening classes in North America. So I hope you can join us. And now, here is our Reiki share. I'd like to let you know that you are welcome to join our Reiki share. You simply have to go onto our website, www.hiddenbrook.ca, to register, and I'll send you an invitation to join us each month. I'd love to see you there, so please consider it. I pulled a card before our Reiki share from a new card deck that I have, Kyle Gray deck, Keepers of the Light. I just wanted to pull a card for our share, and the card that came up was an ascended master I'd never heard of called Melchizedek. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing that right, but he's all about higher learning. And it's kind of interesting because it's exactly the fire ceremony. Of course it is. And it's all about you've learned from experience. More inner study is now required to further our progress. And it talks about how you've learned so much to this point and are learning more every day. In fact, you're recognizing all the great lessons your experiences and challenges have brought to you and are preparing for a transition or an inner ascension where you'll move beyond to another level. You'll move through fear and into an inner sanctum of your heart and soul and become aware of patterns, ancient symbols and signs being sent to you from the universe. There is a sense that you are now able to focus in a new way and offer greater light to the world. And this Ascended Master is here with you now, leading you towards spiritual wisdom and helping you connect with the light. So today we're going to do a fire ceremony followed by a meditation to connect with our life purpose and our life path. Before we begin, I just want to talk to you a little bit about both of those. The fire ceremony is actually humanity's oldest ceremony. And if you wonder why we do ceremonies, there's a really neat reasoning behind it. We do ceremonies because they allow the reptilian part of our brain, which really does govern a lot of what we do. It's the only thing that can reprogram that part of the brain, the ancient brain, the limbic system.
It only changes through ceremony. And that's why we have ceremonies. And there are so many ceremonies, if you think about it. There's baptisms and weddings and graduations and this sort of thing. And that's because that helps us change that limbic or ancient part of our brain. I was watching a summit that was put on by a group around the Dalai Lama. And Dr. Alberto Villoldo was on. He's actually a physicist who went to the jungle of the Amazon. He met a woman there who was a shaman, and he was explaining about chaos theory, about how, and you've all heard about chaos theory, even if you don't know what it's called, about how a butterfly can flap their wings in Brazil, and eventually it leads to a storm in another part of the world. The woman asked him point blank, "Have you seen this happen?" And he said, "Well, no." And she said, "Can you make this happen?" And he said, "Well, no." And she said, "Well, I can." And she further went on to illumine him about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. And he realized that despite the fact that he had a PhD and was one of the youngest faculty members of a very prestigious university in the United States, and despite the fact that he had all of that, what he had, he recognized, was knowledge, and what he was lacking was wisdom. One of the things that she did is she took him into the jungle, and she could walk into the jungle, and the jungle was filled with all of these wonderful sounds, birds and wildlife and nature. And he noticed that as soon as he attempted to walk into the jungle, the sounds would all cease. And he actually even has a theory, and I don't know what you think about it, but I thought it was interesting for sure. He said there's a belief in Christianity and in Judaism and in some of the major world religions that humans were kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And he said, actually, it was just the Europeans. The rest were not kicked out. Aboriginal people stayed connected to the earth and weren't kicked out. I've got to think about that a little bit. I thought that was a really interesting theory. But he decided to give that all up and study shamanism and just learn as much as he could. I think he said it took him 5 years before he could walk into the jungle and still hear all of the sounds of nature and of the birds and all of that. So it was really interesting. But part of the path of shamans, and shaman is an ancient religion or ancient spiritual practice, just as Reiki is, part of their beliefs, which is very common with most major religions and spiritual paths, is that they follow water, wind, earth, and fire. And in their belief systems are the four great paths of the shaman's way. There's the path of the healers, and that's water. And with Reiki, that's us, water. And then there's the wind, the way of the storytellers. I think I must be part of that group. I love telling stories. And any of you who've studied with me know that that's how I teach. And then there's the way of the earth. And the earth bred wisdom and the corn that brought life to the earth and that brought food. And then there's the way of fire. And the way of fire is the path of rapid, or sometimes even called tantric, because it's so rapid, transformation. So because of that, we're going to look at a fire ceremony tonight. Now, when I talked before and mentioned the difference between knowledge and wisdom, with facts, you can get a diagnosis. With wisdom, you're able to heal. With facts, you know that water is H2O. With wisdom, you're able to make it rain. So there is a little bit of a distinction there. And we're going to use the fire ceremony. It's come to my attention that there's been a very chaotic energy on the earth in the last few months. I met with my Reiki master mentors last night, and we all agreed that the energy on the earth, a lot of us were feeling unsettled and some unrest around that. So I know that that's the reason for the fire ceremony this evening, and that between COVID and elections and civil unrest and all of the things that are happening, not just in North America, but around the world, around the globe right now, there's a weariness that has come over us. And I guess there's been so much change, so much rapid change, that it's been difficult. And one of the things that Dr. Villoldo mentioned was that it's easy, as humans, we think that if we know what's coming, then we'll let go of what's been. And so we like to have a plan. We like to see the way forward. And that's usually when we make a decision. Okay, well, I'll let go of my past then. But in fact, he said that's not the way that it works energetically, in the way that the universe works with us. The way that it works is that we let go of the old and then the path arrives, or the path comes to us. So the fire ceremony is a way of letting go of everything that's come before this. So many of you have studied Reiki and studied different things in different traditions, and you now know who you are. You have the knowledge and the wisdom from that, so you can let go of everything that came before. But you can also let go of any stagnant energies, anything you don't need anymore. You can let go of the chaos and the difficulties up till now. And when he talked about this ceremony, he said that some of his teachers even let go of their name because they wanted to find out who they would be without it. They wanted to welcome in the new. And so we also let go of the way we define ourselves. And let's face it, some of those definitions aren't always kind. If we could only see ourselves the way others see us, it would be much kinder, and we would realize more how magnificent and how amazing we are. But even still, sometimes the definitions that we use to say who we are, they hold us in a place and in a role. And I realized, wow, so often when I introduce myself, I say, I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher. I'm a scientist. I'm a horsewoman, an animal communicator. You use those definitions, but you can let those go as well and see what comes and see who you are without all of that. So the way that we do this is we take a stick, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to use a stick of incense. And we take all of the stagnant energies, and I'm going to lead you through this in a few moments. We take all of the stagnant energies and we blow them into the stick, and then we burn the stick. And I thought, well, if I'm going to be burning a stick, I might as well burn a stick of incense. That'll make it smell really nice. And the particular incense that I chose this evening is Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life has been coming in prominently in the Animal Reiki manual and course that I've been working on with Colleen Benelli, Robin Benelli, and Sue Strong. Once you blow it, then you light a candle, and then you light your stick, and you let it burn. And that releases all of those old definitions of yourself, all of the stagnant energies, all of the unrest, all of the difficulties, everything that's happened up till now. And so what we're going to do then is let it burn while we then move into a meditation around our life purpose. Now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about life purpose. Sometimes we feel like our life path, especially if we're not content on the path or the part of the journey that we're on right now, is something dramatically different from what we're already doing. But in fact, our life path and life purpose might be just a small adjustment. And more often than not, it's one small adjustment after another, after another, after another, until there has been a big adjustment. That seems to be the way that it happens. One of the wonderful things about Reiki is that it can guide your life. And so for those of you who have Reiki, you can call on it for guidance. And for those of you who may not have Reiki, because everyone is welcome here, and I would like to invite you, those of you who don't have Reiki, just make use of the Reiki that we all are spreading as we're connected, that we're all spreading to you. And you can use that for guidance as well. So Reiki provides guidance, and that guidance then connects us to our higher self, which is that part of God that's looking out for us. And it has all of the resources of God at its disposal. And for any of you that don't like the word God, just substitute whatever word that you use. And the higher self is the source of love within all of us. Miracles come from this, and it's a source of absolute protection, healing, and guidance. It also knows everything that we've done in this life, in our past lives. It knows everything taking place in the world now, and it knows everything that's ever happened in the past and that will happen in the future. And it works through our subconscious mind, just like ceremonies do. And so for that reason, we're going to do a meditation after the fire ceremony, which will connect us with our own life purpose. One of the things that shows up is, you know, our life purpose might be to help an animal or help a friend. It might be to teach someone something. It might be to open up a new shop like Charlene has done. And so there are all kinds of life purposes out there. So we'll then go in and connect with that. So what I'd like to invite you all to do is, and I hope you have a stick and a candle, if you'd like to light your candle now, and if any of you have to go and get one, that's fine too. What this creates is a circling in. When we release into our stick, it creates a circling in of the energy. What we're going to do now is just take your stick of incense, and I'd like you to just draw your Reiki symbols in your hands around the room, wherever you feel guided to draw them, or you can speak their names, or you can just imagine them, invite them, think them, whatever you like to do, however you best invoke your Reiki symbols. And you can just also invite the symbols into our stick. I'll give you a few moments to do that. Once you have the Reiki energy all around you, we'll just say a brief prayer asking the Reiki energy to guide us and heal us so that we might be of greater service to ourselves and others. And we invite the Reiki energy to watch over and participate in the fire ceremony so that it creates the conditions that are best for our highest good. We are thankful to be of a lineage of light bringers, creating wellness in the world today. And I invite you to look inside yourselves for a moment now and to just invite any stagnant energies to come forward into your lungs and into your breath. And I invite you to breathe the stagnant energies, any energies you no longer need going forward, into the stick. You can just blow them into the stick or breathe them in. And it may take several breaths. That's okay. Now I invite you to look within yourself and notice if the energies that have existed in the world recently, the energies of chaos, if you've picked any of that up, or if there's any energy from the collective consciousness within you. We tend to be sensitive people, so it would make sense that this may have occurred. And if that has, I invite you to breathe that energy into your incense or your stick. And I'd like you to notice within yourself if you have picked up any empath energy, any energy from others, any energy that's not your own, but that may be existing within your energy right now. And we'll breathe or blow that into the stick. I'd like you to just check in with yourself and see, is there any anger or fear or frustration or worry within you? Or any other uncomfortable, unwanted emotions? And if there are, breathe those into the stick, even if ever so slight. Now look within yourself and ask yourself, are there any blocks or barriers, anything that would prevent me from stepping forward on my life path or my life purpose? If there is, or anything that's blocking your creativity, your innovation, your problem solving, anything that's blocking your way forward, breathe those energies into the stick now. Now we think of the definitions, the parameters, the titles, the labels, the ways that we define ourselves. I invite you to have a look at which of those labels or definitions you might be willing to let go of. And sometimes it might be formal titles. Sometimes it might be nicknames or attributes that someone has given you. And just begin breathing those into the stick, letting them go, so that we can see who we are without those. And if you're really adventurous, you might even consider letting go of your name. Any of the things that define you, Let's let them go and see what comes in. And we'll spend a little longer here to give you an opportunity to give this enough thought as to what you're ready to let go. And finally, we invite any other energies that we may not be aware of, that are not part of our life path and our life purpose forward, that may be holding us back, holding us in place. We invite those to come into our breath, and we breathe those into the stick now. Whenever you are ready, I invite you to light your incense with the candle and to create the intention of letting go of all of these things that we have breathed into the stick. And you can blow out the flame and just let the incense, if that's what you're using, burn the way that it does. And as that burns, we will move into our meditation to invite in our life path and life purpose. I'll give you a few moments with that to get your incense settled. These meditations can go deep, so for any of you that are driving, please pull over to the side of the road or do whatever you need to do to make yourself safe, or press pause and continue at a later time. And now we are moving into a meditation about our life purpose. It's important to know a little bit about what life purpose is and what it isn't, though, so I'm just going to start with that before we start our meditation. Our life purpose is not always our career. Sometimes it is, but often making a career releases the joy and magic of it and introduces things like financial stress. So more often, our life path is a part-time or pastime endeavor. So don't become locked into thinking that to follow your life purpose, you must give everything up, quit your job. Sometimes it's rewarding to have a job that pays the bills and which allows you to pursue your life purpose without the financial pressure. One of the things you'll notice is that when you are truly on your life path, it is the path of least resistance. If something is hard or difficult and you have to work hard to make it happen, it's probably not part of your life path. Because our lives are meant to be completely fulfilling, joyful. They're meant to be a joyful adventure.
and an adventure of learning and growing. So if you're ready to believe and embrace that now, we can begin. It's meant to be the path of love. And Reiki can show you that. It can go out ahead of you and even clear the path so that all you need to do is follow it with effortless ease. When the heart works in conjunction with Reiki and leads the way, you'll notice that it speaks in very simple language. It's not complicated. And this heart's direction generally comes from the higher self. Our outer worlds always reflect our inner world. And so I invite you to think for a moment, is there anything in your outer world that you'd like to see change? And if you didn't already breathe that into your incense, you can mentally do so now. Are you ready for the mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical growth ready to allow you to embody your life purpose? And if you are, we'll carry on. I invite you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just begin letting go of the busyness of your day and of everything you need to think about later. The brilliant light of Reiki is here with you, filling your room. And the angels and ascended masters and the brothers and sisters of the light and of the earth are completely surrounding us. The divine animal kingdom is here, and they are all shining their divine light into the light in your room right now, filling the air that you breathe. And this light, this energy, is now flowing into your body on your breath. We just finished releasing what we no longer needed with our breath, and now we will receive with that same breath. Take a moment and ask yourself, what are my skills and talents and abilities? And just listen for the answer. What am I really good at? What have I been really proud to have accomplished in my life? You may come up with several things, that's okay. And now ask yourself, and what brings me joy? And think for a moment of what brought you joy as a child. Is it different from what brings you joy now? There is something to be said for connecting with childlike wonder. We may have been very connected with who we were as a child. What do people compliment you on? Ask yourself, am I already living my life purpose? And sometimes a life purpose can be as simple as loving another person. Sometimes it's raising a family. Sometimes it's assisting an animal or a human animal, a human who needs help. And sometimes it's teaching. Sometimes it's leading by example. There are so many ways to live a life purpose.
And if you are already living your life purpose, ask yourself and ask Reiki to show you, how can I live it more fully and deeply, with more abundance, more confidence and joy? Because no matter where we are on the spectrum of living our life purpose, there are always next steps. And these involve shifts in focus, or shifts in attention, or shifts in energy. So I invite you to be open to these shifts today. Ask yourself, do I have any beliefs or values that are holding me back? And if you do, ask Reiki to help you release them now. And it may be time to release your inner critic. Quite often in sessions, I'm shown that people's inner critics need to be released, that they are not kind. And in that session, it's almost like a meeting where the inner critic is told there's a change in direction. If that's true for you, you can allow your inner critic to heal so that it might be kinder to you going forward, less critical, so that you might see in yourself more the beauty that others see in you. Ask yourself if you're ready to develop flexibility in your thinking, feeling, and actions so that they might have a more positive effect on yourself and on the other people in your life. Often, the most important way you can help others achieve their life purpose is to live your own and be an inspiration to others. And this allows us to become part of the great healing that's taking place on the planet right now. It's leading to a time when our collective experience will be entirely free of negativity, a time of peace where the world will be ruled by love and not fear. Are you ready to take the steps for yourself in this now? Understanding that doing that, you are contributing to the healing of the entire planet? We release any feelings of confusion, of helplessness, hopelessness, and powerlessness. We are never powerless. We are empowered by our own beautiful spirits and by the love of Reiki. And we release any relationships that might be holding us back. And we release guilt and fear and anger, depression, shame, blame, and unworthiness. And we release any of the restrictions we've placed upon ourselves, any time we've ever told ourselves we can't do something. And so the pathway forward is clear. And we've released any negative or stagnant energies, and we've sent them back to Source. We're ready to create a life of harmony and love and happiness for ourselves now. We are ready to establish our divine presence on Earth. In fact, now we establish our divine presence on Earth. and we are ready to understand our divine purpose on earth, we invite the Reiki energy to connect us with our divine path and to show us what our divine purpose on earth is. We'll just take some time in silence while the energy shows you and leads you forward today. As the energy is showing you your life purpose, take a moment to look around you and notice what you're doing, what is around you, and who is there with you. Notice where you are, what it feels like, smells like, tastes like, what you can hear. Take a moment and invite the Reiki energy to bring any energy, skills, or abilities that you might need to accomplish your life purpose to you now. And just be open to receive them and be guided on the path of further development. And as you do, I invite you to say to yourself, I am ready to accomplish my divine purpose on earth. And now repeat to yourself, I accomplish my divine purpose on earth. And invite the energy to show you the next step on your path forward. And now say to yourself, I accomplish my spiritual purpose on earth and am ready to begin taking the first steps now. Whenever you're guided to do so and at the pace that's right for you, now take a deep breath. Bring your attention to your eyes and come back into the room. I'd like to lead you in the final steps of the fire ceremony that will seal our life purpose meditation. And I'm going to give you a small bit of homework to do. So go ahead and allow your incense to continue burning. When you get down to the stick, hold on to that stick. That is your teacher's. When you are ready, it may be later this evening, it may be tomorrow, it may be weeks from now or months from now, I'd like you to consider letting go of your teacher's. and burning the balance of the incense, the stick. And our teachers are people like myself, who you may have studied with, but they're also the difficult experiences of our lives. That is how we learned and grew. And you may have some teachers that you're very willing to let go, and others that you're not as anxious, but consider thinking of your teachers, putting them into the stick, understanding that you retain the knowledge, but it belongs to you now. And so you can let your teachers go. And so that is the homework, the follow-up from this exercise. But I'd like to just complete the ceremony today by inviting you to simply pass your hand through the flame and bring it to your forehead for wisdom and for the wisdom to follow your path. Now I invite you to pass your hand through the flame and bring it to your heart. For love, and to enable the love that you need to follow your path. And finally, bring your hand through the flame again and bring it to your stomach for creativity. And the innovation and the problem solving that will help you in your path forward. I want to thank you all for joining the ceremony and the meditation today.
Please join us next week when Karen Harrison talks to us about Reiki and her career as a counselor. And we share with you a meditation of how to allow Reiki to align with your career no matter what you do. Thanks so much for joining us today.